Blog Talk Radio.
Many Jews in one place. Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. You know what that means, right? It means, holy crap, so many Jews in one place. Someone should put chicken wire around that studio right now and prepare the ovens. Did you know the Jews control all media? But they don't control Chuck Landington. Only my lady can control me. And now, here is the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah! Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, yid ratio in this room is truly frightening.
We haven't lit any candles yet, but there's a blunt going around.
Close enough.
Did you just say lit?
You guys have to light my menorah.
Not a word.
We haven't lit in any candles.
Ashed all
the,
over
the
your
blunt
back.
Isn't the real story here. It's this other thing we have.
That's right, Vince Neilstein of Metal Sucks, who is sitting in on this very special edition of the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Rob, have you smoked that blunt yet?
I did hit it a few of
Hittinen,
of the tokes.
You mean Hittinen.
Hittinen. I Hittinen a few tokes of that metal
harp. As long as you tokened it.
Oh, I definitely tokened it.
That thing is a monster.
Blunt. Isn't that what you do as a Jew? You a token or something like that?
You mean atone.
Oh, right.
That's Yom Kippur.
I have my holidays next. We have a huge show tonight. I mentioned Vince Neilstein is here. Axel Rosenberg of Metal Sucks is here. Yeah. Frank is here. 3D is here as usual. That's Vince coughing in the background. It's his first time smoking a blunt.
Four Loko is here.
Four Loko is here.
We
have four different flavors of Four Loko. We want you guys to tell us if we'll be talking faster by the end of the show.
We have the blue flavor.
And the grape drink flavor.
There's a fucking yellow flavor.
Get it
Loko
right.
Party going on in here.
Wait, what is the grape actually called? Loko Uva.
That doesn't make any sense.
I thought that shit was banned. How did you get...
Yeah, by December 11th.
Oh, okay.
Weed is also banned. They somehow added it to the studio every week.
That's different, though. You can, you know, grow weed. You can't grow Four Loko.
Oh, I don't know. You go on the website. They've got all sorts of recommendations.
Oh, yeah?
I have a Four Loko farm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a great show. We will decide... what tattoo Sean is getting.
Yes.
We will conclude the Sean gets a retarded tattoo and he came up with this idea.
Well, no, we won't
contest.
Decide. It's already decided.
Yeah.
It's been decided.
We're going to announce
it. Well, it might be argued. I've been looking at the numbers.
What does that mean?
It's pretty Gore Bush close here.
Wait, how are you...
A winner is a winner.
How are you able to look at the numbers?
Well, when you
when
vote,
you vote
it shows you the results.
So how many times are you voting?
You can only vote
once.
So how do you keep...
You can see there's a link that says view results. Or even if you try to vote, it won't count your vote.
But you go to the website as well?
Yeah.
You go to a
I voted twice.
One didn't count.
Neither of us count because on metal injection, women don't have the right to vote yet.
That's true. Stop suffrage now.
That's right.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to what?
The poll results.
Noah's flash installed itself, just like Skype. That's why she couldn't see.
All right. It looks like we have a winner.
It's very close between
it's
two.
It's really close.
I think it's too close.
Too close.
Yeah.
I might have to get both.
The winning tattoo is a picture of Sid and Rob in a heart with the word harming under it. Congratulations, Sean. That is your new tattoo.
Yeah.
Woo. Coming in, it was very close. Studio audience loves it. The studio audience is totally about it.
It's just the two Metal Sucks days.
I want to know if you're really going to do this.
Good
idea.
I mean, I know that I'm going to get that Patrick Swayze tattoo.
We discussed that we would change the caption for the Sid and Rock
tattoo.
Yes,
we did discuss.
To
because
make it more agreeable.
I talked to the world at large, and nobody got the joke or thought
basically
it was
basically meaning non-Jews that
no,
don't know.
You're the only Jews I know. You're
the
only
Jew. Wasn't that the point that you're going to get something that you have to explain over and
yeah,
over?
Yeah, that was what I was hoping for.
Yeah, but if that, then you should have went a little crazier with the doesn't
well,
make any sense.
You left it open.
You're going to have a picture of two dudes in a heart with a random word.
This
Sean.
One wasn't even an option. It was just sort of mutated
two.
During the show.
Right. Well, you well, one of the options was a sit tattoo, one
look,
was a rock
this
tattoo.
Contest started off with no rules, okay?
Right.
It was
yeah.
just on a whim, and then it just kept going on a whim.
So I could just get the Patrick Swayze one if I want.
Any of the rules that came about were instituted by Sean, though.
No, I wasn't even here last week.
We did allow you to filter down the results to tattoos you had actually got. That's why
and this was
the,
not one of them.
That's hold on. That's why all the Hitler tattoos were.
Yeah.
all
the
9/11
ones.
I thought that was because he had those already.
Yeah, I've got
all the tattoos of Shlomo or Mongoose Commander.
And I do, while listening to the audio, the playback of last week's episode, I do recall you were on the line mm-hmm. when we decided we will combine the Rob and Sid tattoo.
Yeah.
There we go. And
we'll
it is a winner.
The caption and it's fine.
Yeah, it's just
fine. I will do that.
What if I get
caption? Well,
what if you combine them again and made the caption? What if it was Sid and Rob in a heart and the caption was Never Forget?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
like that. That's good. That's,
like
that's
that.
The ultimate compromise.
Well, I was thinking of
too
getting
soon,
like
too soon.
The Patrick Swayze on the calf and then the Sid and Rob on, like, above the knee joint, you know, on the in, like, my
back
thigh.
Back of the leg or front of the leg?
Back of the leg. So, like, if I
shorts would cover that up.
So, if I close my legs together, it would be like Patrick Swayze and you two would just be like making it.
But who would really see that?
Yeah.
You would have to be, you would have to be on your back.
Yeah, just be naked. Cover it when you come behind.
That's who'd want to see it.
His proctologist will see it. Yeah,
right. Which is next Thursday, by the way.
Oh, moment of truth.
He has a date. Mm-hmm. So you're really gonna do this? You're really gonna get both tattoos?
No, I'll figure. Well, I'm gonna design both of them in Photoshop, and then what I'll do is put it up in the forum, like, see if anyone's like, oh, change this or whatever.
Again, you're changing the rules?
But
yeah,
are
you?
No. I mean, like, no, it's official. But yeah, I mean,
December 8th, you will have the tattoo.
1 week from today, you will be tattooed. You'll be Judith. Did you? Let me ask you a question. Did you get any of your friends to be like, look, I really don't want to get this harming tattoo. Can you just go to this link and vote for Patrick Swayze?
Only my girlfriend. That's it. I did one.
Wait,
did
only one. Your girlfriend? How many girlfriends do you have, John?
Like 18.
Are you sure she voted as you wanted her to?
No. I actually talked to some friends, like D-Bag and shit, and they're like, we're voting for the Smash Mouth tattoo. Fuck you.
The Smash Mouth tattoo, by the way, got 8.9%.
Yeah, that's like voting for Nader. That didn't count.
That's a shame.
That took away votes from Patrick Swayze.
I would have voted for somebody going to get pregnant because I've heard Sean say that a lot.
It's true.
You should just get that tattoo
like,
as well.
Yeah,
as well.
By the way, I checked
it's
the,
a third
across your nuts.
I checked the IP logs. The Smash Mouth tattoo was voted on by all the members of Smash Mouth.
So, oh, I didn't know they listened.
No
they probably else. Have a Google alert.
Yeah.
For their name.
I mean, I'm their sole street team.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned us.
So that's more PR than they would get normally in
yeah.
like 3 years.
It's definitely
Sean
the most advertisement.
Me and Neil Hamburger, that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
And Shrek.
And Shrek.
Whenever Shrek comes out.
That's quite the holy trinity right there.
Yeah. All the blunt is being passed again.
It's windling? Dwindling.
Yeah.
I can't even talk.
What's
windling.
Wrong with your English?
It's windling when there's wind.
I believe the proper word is windling.
You
windlined it. Yes.
I don't know about you guys, but I think I'm feeling like this caffeine. I'm feeling a little wired.
Thank you. I was saying that 10 minutes ago, and I was apparently the only one, but
we only took like
my heart is pounding.
In case you just joined us, Vince Neil Fien thought it would be a brilliant idea to buy some Four Locos, and it was.
Yeah.
It's actually. Oh, go ahead.
What's your favorite flavor?
I like lemonade.
The grape is not
I like
mass.
The blue.
I like the melted red popsicle.
Yeah, I think the fruit punch.
Don't hog it, Sean. Pass it to Sid. Sid's not wired up at all.
Although grape aid is pretty good also.
I was hoping I wouldn't have to drink it.
Does no one likes lemonesque, right?
Oh, excuse me. Loco Uva.
He loves lemonade.
I like lemonade. Did I say love? You basically asked me, like, which one of these Nazi officers do you find the kindest? And I was like, lemonade. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, he loves air lemonade.
He's lemonade number one.
He's collaborating with lemonade.
Zyklon B or cremated alive? Which do you love? All righty. We have a phone call. Do we still have a phone call, Noah? 860.
Wait, I have to figure out how to do this.
Press the button.
I know, but it's different really on my laptop. Over that.
Why do I have 3-4 logos in front of me?
Okay. That's like 12 locals right there.
Yeah.
Right? Is my math
right?
Okay.
Your math is
pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good.
12 fucking locals.
Noah, have you figured out the phone situation?
We have 860.
860, you are on the air. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
So put on your yarmulke, because here comes Hanukkah. So smoke your marijuana, corner flour tortilla, and have a happy, happy Hanukkah. Sean Gresson,
right.
Not a Jew.
Sean Gresson's not a Jew.
This is Marcus Commander.
Yeah, we did.
So you posted, you posted this on
name
Facebook.
Guys.
For the
he's promoting
podcast,
his joke.
And now you call again with
he
the
followed
same
through
material.
He was testing
yeah, no,
material.
You're like the Brian Posehn of our listeners. The same material year after year.
I'm just happy you pronounced my last name right.
It's true.
Well, Noah told me to call
him.
Put an invisible H in it all the time.
Really? Sean?
What?
Yeah.
How am I celebrating Hanukkah?
Yeah.
The way they do it in American History X, I guess.
I don't remember the Hanukkah scene, but all right.
That big party they had. Isn't
remember Hanukkah?
Excuse my ignorance. Is this Hanukkah today?
Today is the first night of Hanukkah.
Wow. Yes.
You know, Sean actually came in with Hanukkah present. I didn't know how to take it. He brought lampshades for everybody.
What?
I think one of them was my aunt.
And I have a big pile of shoes outside, too.
He had a whole bag of gold fillings in his pants. Very weird.
Three number tattoos on your wrist. Anybody?
Whoa. Too far. I know.
When Sean was a kid, he used to stand outside of Sean's Schindler's List with a tire iron.
Oh my God!
Well, now that we went to that extreme, the other extreme. Since this is the Hanukkah edition, we probably have a lot of people that don't, aren't Jewish and never have experienced a Jew in their life,
right?
Like Sean before meeting us.
Fuck a Jew.
Why don't we explain what Hanukkah is? It was like some dude had a lot of earwax. He took out the earwax, and then, like, he kept the house lit for 8 days or something like that.
That's true.
What?
That's true.
That's not
close enough.
Now, how did it really happen? I don't even know.
It's like every Jewish holiday. They tried to kill us. They failed. Let's eat.
For 8 days,
I feel really bad.
What's with the 8 gifts? I've never gotten
a gift. No, a gift thing is an American
thing. Bullshit.
It's an American thing.
Bullshit.
Well, because kids and
Hallmark.
Christmas get presents.
But Hanukkah is a really minor holiday. They're like real hardcore Jews, but they kind of blew it up because it's around the same time as Christmas, and they wanted Americanized kids to feel.
Well, because the Jews run the media, so they're
right.
Like, well, we can't just do a Christmas special. Let's do a Hanukkah one, too. I like that. That's why we're doing this. We're going to do a Christmas one in a few weeks, too. It's, gonna be
it's not going to be as good, though.
It's going to be huge. Sean, you're going to bring in people of the socialist regime, right?
I'm working on an animation.
Socialist,
actually.
About
an animation.
Sean,
yeah. Called the
Sean
Don't Eat Bread Lock for Charlie Brown.
Oh, it's for Hanukkah. I'm sorry. Mongoose Commander
what?
Had something to say. I forgot this was his phone.
I was going to say, Sean can decorate his Twin Towers up his ass with like Christmas tree stuff and lights and decorations.
True. One red and one green.
Big giant Noel.
All right.
On it. It'd be great.
Thank you for calling in, Mongoose Commander. Once again, we have a phone here. You can talk to us live on the air. We'll totally put you on air. Our number is 646-929. Hey, wait a minute. 646-929-1357.
That was four local peer pressure.
We have another caller.
We have another caller. Uh-oh.
Sean's forcing me to.
We have 417.
417. I recognize the 4. I don't know about the 1-7. What is your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Hello.
My name's Peach Souffler. I'm from Joplin, Missouri.
Did you say your name is Peach Souffle?
Shoe Slice, yeah. No, I've also got Shoe Stealer. I don't know, people make fun of my name a lot. But you're right. You do have a lot of listeners tonight that are probably not familiar with Jewish customs. I'm from Missouri, and I've never met a Jewish person in my entire life.
You can call them
not
Jews.
Once, like, in my entire life. I'm not kidding.
They really
who does your parents' taxes?
the closest thing I have to.
You just have like a. You know those people who use the computer program? That's fucking bullshit. Put my
family
out of work.
Okay, check it out. I don't have any juice, so all I got is the computer system. Like, that's all I got. I got that
yeah,
like
don't
my grandma.
Have juice.
Where would you have them?
You and me both, buddy.
Under the floorboards.
you know that Family Guy episode where Peter finds a Jew and he does his taxes for him and stuff. Yeah, that's how I feel sometimes.
That's pretty much your only frame of reference to Jews, right? The Family Guy episode.
No, that and Seinfeld and that. I mean, Adam Sandler.
Seinfeld.
That's all I fucking know about anything
right.
Jewish.
That's pretty much everything you need to know.
Yeah.
I was thinking about converting to Judaism for the jokes.
Just to be able to make the Nazi jokes
exactly.
And the Hitler jokes.
Yeah, sure.
You can't really
fight
them.
Without it.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Actually, no, I do have a new frame of reference for Jewish culture, that Quentin Tarantino movie. So apparently you guys just, like, kick ass.
Oh, Inglourious Bastards, you mean?
Yeah. I didn't even like the whole movie. The only part of the movie that I really liked was when he shot Hitler in the face, like, 1,000 times, and I didn't even care that it was Hitler, is just that fucking image.
It was World War II alternate ending.
You're a well-adjusted young man.
Thank you.
Sorry.
He might not be done.
Oh, did you have a question or something?
Grab the paper.
No, I just went on that rant because I'm also stoned. So,
yeah.
But, actually, I did have a question. Have you guys ever heard anything about, I know, like, only one of you like them, but Psyopus. I haven't heard anything from them in forever, and I know their guitarist
Rob
is touring with Hank Williams III. Oh, yeah, Rob hates the fuck out of him. I was talking to Sid, of course.
One of the tattoo ideas, something
you know,
about you hating
Psyopus. Refuse, or whatever he listens to.
Oh, Refuse.
What's wrong with Refuse?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying anything's wrong with them. No, I'm not saying anything's wrong with them. I'm just saying, you know, Psyopus and Refuse. They're like, in the same genre.
What's
so
the
I was,
question about Psyopus?
You want
but
to
I
know
anyways.
What they're up to.
Oh, Rob they broke up.
Rob listens to Slipknot.
They're on indefinite hiatus.
Oh.
So,
really?
Yeah.
The one
I've not heard. I've, like, looked for news on that forever because I wanted to. I mean, they haven't put out a new album in, like, 2 years, which is kind of weird for a younger band
they
like that.
They did pull one out last year. No, but I hear he's working with some other people. There were some rumors that he was.
I thought Autism came out and
still in film. Yeah, seriously.
Really?
What
did you call me, boy?
I'm sorry, Philip Anselmo.
You address me as dude or sir.
Yeah, so that might come out sometime soon, but I don't think he's doing Psyopus anymore. He didn't want to, like, tour anymore.
And in the meantime, there's apparently a new Kanye West album, so you could check that out.
Yeah, if you like Psyopus, you'll love Kanye West.
Yes, and I'll also dig the Christina Aguilera cover of Marilyn Manson, man, that's just genius right there.
Is that a joke? Or
that's a real thing.
I'm stoked. I'm joking, no.
It's not really like a straight cover. It's like she took the riff and added her own bullshit.
Okay.
But it's still...
Okay, more excited.
It's very tic-tacular. It's awful.
There we go.
It's
can you hear that?
Totally
I got
painfully
it.
Bad.
Oh,
like a boob.
It's still Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
That's not part of it, Cypress Hill?
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Really? This is terrible.
It looks like you are the beautiful people no matter what they say.
Wait, they haven't even got to
all right, I'm gonna wrap it up here.
Yeah, get out of here.
Really?
Oh, I get it.
Sounds like it should be on the sponsor.
It's like what Stefani would say if I was a rich man.
It's true. Do you remember that song? With, what the hell was that?
Oh, my God.
Gotta go.
That part was written by
Pete Wentz. Feel uncomfortable.
I don't see the point of that because, like, I don't know. I like Christina Aguilera when she does her own shit. Why get into that and fuck something else up, you know?
You really surprised me with that comment.
Why?
I don't know. I just I'd never pick you as a Christina Aguilera fan.
I like her. Why have you ever seen her?
You also kind of
no, I mean, I would like
Marilyn
to fuck
Manson
her, but
at the same time too.
I don't hate Marilyn Manson. I
do.
I respect him more for what he is outside of music. I'm not a big fan of the music itself.
You expect him more for fucking Evan Rachel Wood in the ass?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
And his taxidermy career. He's a really good taxidermist.
And then losing her to Shane West.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's he with now? I don't want Maryland to be lonely.
All the talk about Terrell the Music is a wonderful transition to two things. First of all, actually 2 hours ago, we got an email with the subject inquiries from one Thomas G. I won't say his full name.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes, "Hello. Just thought I would give you feedback about your radio show personalities."
Oh, no.
Does it go one by one?
No.
Can I finish?
Boo.
They are all extremely boring. and their views on many subjects makes it seem like they have no background in any kind of metal. They have nothing interesting to say and have terrible taste in music choice.
More true than funny.
Terrible taste in music choice. Isn't that like the free music channels? You get
they're saying that when we can pick through the music choice, we listen to the terrible.
They stay on channel 801, which sucks, and then they never go to 812.
The closer channel.
Yeah, so
you guys strictly stay to Arena Rock.
Yeah. Here I go again on my own.
Go.
And then, only listen to Edema.
That's a reference.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
With more true than funny.
And then Sid today linked me to this YouTube video.
That was their whole email? That was it?
That was it.
By the way, that was from Ken Pierce's blog. You suck.
Come on, give us the full name. We can Facebook him.
It auto-generates emails like that to competing blogs.
Here's a plot.
Yeah.
What's the next hate?
This isn't the hate mail. It's just live footage, but we're going to play the audio of the worst cover band ever, Butchering Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. Seriously, like brace yourselves.
It's metal. Amazing.
No, it's not metal. It's a straight up cover. I use that for
awesome.
Oh
no.
It's cheap.
It's already great. It just gets better.
Now, what is the music? It's not even the song.
Now, if you want to know what the singer looks like, just imagine a Vietnam vet down on his luck. That's what the singer looks
Lieutenant
like.
Lieutenant Dan? I like everyone talking in the background.
They're like, what is he doing? Here it comes.
Are they warming up?
What is the music? Is like nothing.
What is this guitar player doing?
they started way before him. He's like, Jesus, guys.
Very progressive.
Actually,
a beat rest. You're making me feel uncomfortable.
It's so bad, but wait. Like, there's one part I really want to get to.
I can't wait till the chorus.
The pinprick. Once we get to the pinprick, that's like the highlight. James Hetfield actually makes this better.
My last time!
solo, you guys.
No, listen up.
Alex, this is not a solo at all, right?
This is grown men. They're like in their 40s.
Yeah.
This is how they play.
Can you tell me what they're going to do next?
This is the best part that's coming up, you guys. After this amazing solo.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay, here it comes. He says okay three times. Was that Shlomo? Was that Shlomo doing Angel of Death?
The noise drop in the background?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, we could ask him, but he's on hold.
Angel.
All right, that's enough.
I'll hear the pin prick again.
Do we have him on the line?
We do have him on the line.
We have our favorite Jewish listener from Brooklyn, New York. Shlomo, are you there?
Yeah.
Shlomo, how are you?
Yeah.
Good. How are you? So, first of all, I think you don't know about Hanukkah.
We kind of don't
Shlomo,
know about Hanukkah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you can
Could
explain
you please
Hanukkah.
Clarify
to us?
What Hanukkah
yes.
Is?
Yeah. Right now,
yes.
Let's turn off all of our mics and just let Shlomo go on for a couple of minutes
yes.
about
yes.
Hanukkah.
We'll have a fireside chat about Hanukkah.
Before we let Shlomo describe Hanukkah, I would just like to say Shlomo is a longtime listener of our show. He is a Hasidic Jew. Would that be fair to say? Are you a Hasidic Jew?
No, I'm not.
Orthodox Jew. I'm sorry. He's an Orthodox Jew, and you are deaf in
of
one
course.
Ear? You're deaf in one ear.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah.
And you have Asperger's.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to get that out.
Of course.
Sorry, I just want for the new listeners. All right, go on.
Okay, Hanukkah happened because the Greeks wanted to say stop the Jews from observing Jewish law. They wanted the Jews to become a Greek instead of say follow the Torah. So the Kohen Gadol and the followers who created by a few letters, who consider the Maccabeim, and say fought against Greeks and say won against the Syrian Greeks of Syria. Of course, that sounds right. So what happened? There was the Syrian Greeks say were. They created all the Jewish stuff in the temple, like the oil. So there was only one jar of oil left, and so the oil. So one that was a miracle. The oil. One jar lasted 8 nights.
Oh my God!
Larry Bach. One jar lasts 8 nights.
Yep. What? What did he roast on
last? One
you were
last 8 nights.
And there you guys have it. That is the story of Hanukkah.
Doesn't everybody celebrate that?
Everyone should go out and celebrate Hanukkah.
I can't wait to get
That way you put oil in the menorah and then you mix.
Wait. You're telling me the oil lasted 8 nights?
Yeah.
We have to go deeper. One light. 8 nights.
Actually, there were a few. One woman who said that it was. It was a little bit lasted and they put a little bit of eight. So and each more like less than 8 nights. So I know, and very late from one, two, three, four, and the Mishnah said it should go up in holiness. So you one next to the next night for the next night, yeah.
LMF in the chat said, thank you, Shlomopedia.
That should be your website, Shlomo.
Sorry.
Yeah, he is.
I have a website.
You are a website.
What?
Wait, Shlomo is a website?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, that was a very reverberating.
The internet folding in on itself. That's what you heard.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
It was a joke. Alright, we're killing. Right. Thank you for calling in, Shlomo.
Okay.
Oh, Shlomo, by the way, we still have that contest. We have a ton of entries, a ton of late entries. I think we should play the rough track just to get people hyped. We're going to do this after the music break.
Wait, this isn't going to be the music break?
No, we got, I thought we had a
enough version.
Jewish-themed music break, right?
It was ironic because it's actually a Christian theme.
We actually, we chose all Christian bands.
Oh, good.
No, actually,
it's all under oath. Is that
we let metal
substitute.
There's no under.
It's all Jackie Mason's side project.
Striper?
We tried to there's this one Striper song. We tried, with the exception of Striper, to choose Christian bands that are actually good. Like
is there
old,
any Living Sacrifice?
No.
Is the Chariot on
like
there?
Old Norma Jean, the Chariot
awesome.
On there.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so again, before we get to the Christian music break,
I believe it's pronounced
to be fair amongst all Jews, we don't really have a Muslim music break, though, but Americans aren't too crazy about Muslims nowadays. So,
sorry,
they're persecuted.
They're not allowed to make music anyway.
That's why Rob has a blog instead of a band.
Sorry, Rob. I don't like these jokes. Because then other people make these jokes on my Facebook wall where other people who don't listen to the live cast see them.
Yeah.
Then they're like, what?
What, are they going to unfriend you because you're a secret Muslim?
Yeah, there's some kid.
I am not a Muslim.
Some kid is sitting in his house going, Rob's a Muslim? We have to go deeper.
So anyway, this contest, we got Shlomo 2 weeks ago to sing, we initially wanted him to sing Dreidel Dreidel, but he started with his own Hanukkah song, and then went into Dreidel Dreidel. We put up the audio of Shlomo just singing, and then we asked our audience to submit remixes, which we have a few of them, a bunch of them, more than a handful.
Mostly fantastic.
So here is the stripped audio without any of the remixing, just so you guys get the joke. Here we go.
You're not going to play the whole thing, are you? Because you did that on the last
show.
Good enough. It's only a minute.
It was a lot longer than a minute.
Of course.
A week.
So he sings this.
It's four locals.
He sings that. And then it goes into Dreidel Dreidel.
Of course. On the ground.
This is not the remix version. This is the original audio. And after the music break, we'll play all the remixes. They're amazing. But before the music break, do we have one more caller?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we get to it, Noah? Wake up.
By the way, they burned Shlomo's frontal lobe for 8 days because we only had one day of oil.
No.
We have 260.
260, very familiar area code. Let's get him on the line.
Hey.
Hey, who is this?
It's Luke.
Oh.
Yeah,
Lucas. I love it.
It's Sean's favorite caller, Luke. What's up, Luke? Do you have a question?
Sean just came.
I just did in my
preview. Well, I was at Orange Julius, and Dave Mustaine was working the cash register.
Of course.
You get an address for Noah?
Well, just to let everyone know, Luke was actually in a mall a few weeks ago. Was it Luke? It was Luke, right? And he saw Kerry King there at a Cinnabon, I believe.
And he reported that to us.
He let us know. It was our...
So did you go up to him?
No,
he
hung up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You hung up on him?
Get him back on. We've seen him lost our connection.
I was going to tell him he should have gone up to him and been like, Sherbert sells, but who's buying? No?
Uh-oh, he's back.
Fail.
Is that what they sell at Orange Julius?
Go ahead.
It's Orange Julius.
City's online.
What is that?
It's just like
a smoothie and sherbet.
Yeah, kind of.
So isn't sherbet smoothie-ish? Sort of?
It's like a step back from a drink to order.
Orange
juice. All I've ever seen people order at an Orange Julius is an Orange Julius.
But that's
they have
what
is an
orange saying your name too much. I wanted to use a
it's
different.
It's like a step back from a dream to
when you break from the reality, my ability to suspend my disbelief.
Damn it!
I mean, you're losing a lot of the ice cream, so it's like a step back.
Yeah, exactly.
Luke, are you there? Is David
Wilson
outside of fucker, Luke?
Where's Alex Skolnick? That's what I want to know.
What counter is he
working? He works in the food.
He's working the walk and roll.
Yeah. He's at Claire's.
No, that would be Marty Friedman.
Oh, you're right. All right, let's cut the news music. Let's get
this
off the line. Before we do the...
sorry, that sounded like Shlomo.
of course.
I wanted to know if he saw Joey Belladonna by an Aubon Payne or anything.
A local band, Gods of Fire, did a metal version of the Hanukkah song. Slightly better than Shlomo singing the dreidel song. It's actually pretty sweet.
On the first night of Hanukkah.
Trash it.
Wait, this isn't the one I wanted to play.
Okay.
Wait, I ruined it. Right,
yeah.
This is it.
Robert. Dude, that show's trash.
This is totally up Noah's alley.
Up for what?
What is it, Nirvana?
From the artwork, I'm going to guess that this is the shit that Man of War took.
Oh.
Running with the devil.
Please tell me these guys are 40 years old.
No, I don't know. Everyone.
Perfect.
This is the worst I've ever heard.
Noah is so wet right now, you guys. It sounds
I
like
want to
sabotage.
Go to my room first.
She
got
wants
8 days worth of oil.
You trashed us.
I
thought Noah trashed us over email, though.
No, you
said
not.
I said trash
it. I said thrash it.
Yeah, but she just spelled it weird.
Yeah, she spelled it like trash.
No, I spelled it thrash, but I didn't make a space between the it and thrash.
Yeah.
Mongoose Commander said Noah attached Mr. Rabbit to her menorah. That's a good way to enjoy the season.
He remembers that you have the rabbit.
Who can forget?
That was like episode 6.
Yeah, really.
Those little gods on fire.
Not even the real rabbit. It's
not gods on fire. Gods on fire. But it's gods of fire.
It's pretty bad.
They rule the fire. Yeah. I liked it.
That was
can we hear
good.
Their Pink Floyd cover?
I liked it better when they were shitty Iron Maiden.
Yeah, we need to come back to this. So awesome.
Oh, here it comes. Big epic. There is no pain, you are
always. So unbelievably terrible.
Hands down, my favorite.
What do you think they're thinking at this moment? Do they think they're good?
I really don't understand.
No, I do. I think he's probably all into it. Like,
yeah.
Well, you're only coming to waves.
Hey, Jeff, did you call the VFW Hall for our show on Thursday?
I like how every now and then he looks at the bass player, guitar player, and they mouth the words back to him.
Oh, yeah, they are totally into it. They're singing, they're mouthing along every word.
This is like the best thing this guy's ever done. He's all into it.
It's been a long time.
Maybe, like, he's dying of cancer and all his buddies were just like, do what he wants. He wants
but they're just as bad.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe they know they're bad and it's just
wait,
the singer.
People are clapping.
It's
that's
over.
The band.
All right. Well, let's take our music break right now. I'll
just going to play that for 15 minutes straight.
A back cover is comfortably numb on loop. After the music break, we will play all the entries for the Shlomo Hanukkah remix.
All right.
That was a little loud. But right now, which band do you want to start with, Axel? Which band should
sure.
we...
What did you say?
Chariot.
All right, do the Chariot. It's one of the new Chariot songs.
All right. We're going to start out with my iTunes open.
It's a Jew block. No, it's a non-Christian.
Oh, sorry. It's a goyim rock.
It's an oppression block.
Goyim block of rock. Anti-Semitism. Metal Jackson Radio.
Hold on. Jesus Christ. Literally.
No, just my eyes.
Don't you have a Mac? What the fuck? How'd you manage to get a virus?
I never said I had a virus.
Shut up, Darren!
The girl from OkCupid.
How about the score? How are we feeling?
How about we pretend this is a professional radio show?
No,
no.
It's far in.
Oh, you don't hear
it. What's happening?
It's so nasty, I just can't keep drinking it.
I'm at the point where I have to keep drinking it. I can't stop. But I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. My left arm is kind of like...
No.
Oh. Rob, do you want me to play what's on my iTunes?
No, I got it.
Just in time.
Oh, that one for sure.
Oh,
oh boy.
And here we go. We're starting with the Chariot, everybody.
We said that already.
On the shut up.
Metal Injection. We
there is a prison in my mind.
death is inside of us. Reality changes around us.
This is Chuck Blandington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
I guess we're back. Jeez, Chuck Blandington just... not into shit.
His wife left him for a Jewish guy. That's
what oh, that's Darren, how he hates the Jews.
Darren, may I just say your left nostril, there's a booger hanging out?
Oh,
thank you.
Give it to me.
Oh,
give it to
no!
me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
You're holding it in your hand.
I'll eat it.
Stick out your finger.
I
eat it.
I'm going to get a tattoo of it.
Make Sean eat it.
Sean wants to eat it.
I'll eat it.
Give Sean your nose.
It's a Four Loko night.
Let Sean eat it.
No, what are you going to do with it? Put it on
Bruno. I'll eat it. Put it on Bruno.
Let Sean eat.
Boom, 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 boom.
We are
in hour two of the Metal Injection live chat.
Sean eats a booger.
I wiped it on Bruno.
Whoa.
That's the wrong audio.
That is not the
ready? Take two.
That's what I hear when I eat boogers.
Sean eats a booger.
we'll edit it.
You need to go deeper.
Into your nose.
I am a big Tom Hardy fan.
So before the break, what were we talking about?
Shoes.
Play the Shlomo remix.
Shoes.
But we've been drinking Four Loko all night, so we're pretty wired.
It's hard to drink it, though, like in mass quantities all at once, we were saying.
I feel like I drank five cups of coffee.
You've got to take it slow.
Yeah, I really feel the caffeination.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah, absolutely.
It totally cured my hangover from last night. It was amazing.
It took you all day.
Well, no, we had it was the Viacom holiday party last night. So.
Oh, no, big shot.
Oh,
top shelf open bar?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tell us about it. Where was it?
It was they rented out Hammerstein Ballroom.
Wow.
So Comedy Central, everyone was all there. And open bar from 5 till midnight. And it was ridiculous.
Did you get to third base with Jesse Camp?
I did.
Nice.
I actually kept his jean jacket, too, his jean vest.
Jesse Camp.
Goes perfectly with your jean vest.
It's true.
Still alive.
I think he's working at like a
Sizzler.
No, he's working at like a vegan restaurant in East Village, though. I saw him.
Really?
Yeah. He's on Twitter.
He's
on Twitter, Jesse Camp.
Oh,
Were there any, like, performances or anything?
Yeah, there's some rappers. I didn't pay attention. And there was the shittiest DJ I've ever heard who would go from, like, the cha-cha to, like, fucking gangster rap back to Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was the worst.
It was DJ AM.
Probably. From
he's
the grave.
Now that he's dead.
But,
oh, that guy.
No, hungover shit. I worked, quote-unquote, worked from home today.
What does that mean?
That's allowable after the corporate party.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, only 4 out of the 12 of our team went in today. That's good. The people that don't drink.
Who are those lame fucking people?
Anywho. So right. Thanks to this caffeinated drink that you brought. Beautiful.
Yes.
All righty. So like we were saying, since this is Hanukkah, and we thought we'd have a little fun, and we were going to play some Shlomo jams. Some remixes of Shlomo singing a Hanukkah song and singing Dreidel Dreidel. I can't even talk. The first one is all the way from Lithuania. Milkman.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Lithuania or Latvia?
Yes,
Sean,
Latvia.
Real.
I'm sorry. You're right. It's Latvia.
Ah, they're all the same. Not like the Czech Republic.
They're all the same.
Sharunas Marshallonis was getting excited for a second, but sorry. It's not Lithuania.
All right,
girl.
So here is
Constantinople.
This one's
in
called.
Any reference, anyone? No.
Detlef Schrempf.
Yep. All right, this one is XXX Shlomo Jam XXX. It's gonna get serious.
This one is fantastic, man.
That was Milkman. That was the first one. Setting the bar high.
Yeah. Mm.
That was great.
I didn't hear the other two or whatever that you got. So.
We actually have five.
Five.
So we doing them in chronological order?
Yes. Then I got from Wasted Lights, I got Gothic Shlomo.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So it's scary.
The West Side Industrial Club.
I have to warn you guys, we're going to be listening to the Shlomo song 3 more times.
Do you have that song about me and Darren talking?
I feel like I'm watching an Inception trailer. All right, then Milkman was all like, "Man, that first one was so good that I was inspired to do another one." And it, too, is pretty good.
Great.
Jumpman Hats, I haven't listened to this one yet, put out Shlomo Core, Shlomogany. That's his submission.
And he actually composed the song, yes? Not.
I haven't heard it.
Holy shit, 2 minutes and 48 seconds?
I think he made a song and then dropped Shlomo into the song.
It better be as good as Jock James.
All right, here we go.
I like the gang vocals in the back. What a perfect.
Well, my shirts too.
It's gonna be expensive shipping. Let's not go crazy.
You can even have my going out shirt.
$1 extra.
Just give him all your going out shirts.
You said you know what? Let's just fold the company and just give him all the assets.
Yeah,
so
I'm down.
There's one more. I really don't know how it will top it.
It can't.
It's from Xeno Jesus. The track is called. This is my metal injection submission for the live cast.
Of course.
I love the title.
So here it is.
What I'm
making fun of me.
We're making fun with you.
Of course.
That was pretty good, but yeah. I mean, Jumpman Hat,
yeah. Runner-up.
Yeah. He's in a league of his own.
Yep. I didn't think anything was going to top the first, the Slayer thing, the one with that, and with the Sepultura. But.
Yeah, and then the second one he did was pretty great too.
Yeah.
They were all, I thought they were all amazing.
Yeah, very good.
The fact
it's
that
the Special Olympics, they all win.
Oh, come on.
No, they're very creative.
I think that one guy wrote his own song.
Yeah. And in a day. He did it yesterday.
And it was good, too.
Yeah, it was amazing. Jumpman Hat, you have outdone yourself.
Well, that guy, can we play something else that he did?
Yeah.
Like,
do you have a rap song?
Yeah, I have that here.
He created a rap song for us as well.
Well, he created two of them.
Two? Oh, that's right. He created a diss track.
It was a diss track, and then there was what was that? Are you really going to play it, or are you just going to play Smell Your Dick? I never know with you.
Yeah. It's going to be Tip Fox.
You're going to rope me in.
Oh, here.
Did he really lean in to kiss you?
No, it was the most pathetic attempt.
It was like, oh, I really like you. Do you want to go out or like something like that?
And your response was, looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. Have you blue-faced, overgrown garden of K-Rock? Do you like music?
Yeah.
You trying to be funny? It's like your comics on static. Greatest that you've ever been with on your live journal. Typing with your cock, Google is Noah anal. I hope you like squirters, but I know that she would make it. Shower you with gold and maybe spit into a cup. Cause apparently that turns you on, I think that's kind of weird. So better than the time, pumpkin blanket with a beard. Right, tell me when you finally got the tint out of your reef. Rabuja, D-Nag, D-Nag, get the tip out with my lava. And no one. Say it, Papa. This man was circumcised at a grown man's age. He went into the clinic and I gotta turn the page. Little did he know that he couldn't masturbate. For days and days, his head's filling up with rage. He can't sleep, he can't get up at night. Staring up at the stars and down at the stitches. Count down the days, delicious black stitches. Repeat with the pose. Tim is Las Vegas, but he doesn't like hoes because of OCD. So everyone is proud except JCBD. One night, dried tears, he did the impossible. Cum shot drooping from the ceiling like white drool. Hot wax off a candle. A shundle, yeah. Ain't no one. No, not the one with each. I'm not at all a gay guy like that rocker Tegrani. Jerking off sick with sits, breathing patterns, buddy, that shit ain't gay, man. It's gross, you understand me. I'm a full supporter of an NIP. And if you aren't, then I guess you're just a G-A-Y, or an F-A-G, or an N-I-D. Potato, potato, it's all the same to me. By the way, attack and track shit out their legs cut off. Cut the great shit out their motherfucking triangle fan. Vampires everywhere should be fucked by drafts every day. Violent J should be forced to give fellatio to the queen. Bitch.
Woohoo!
Oh, wait, sorry. I meant. Bitch. Introducing Mr. Tough Guy. Yeah, his name was Sid. I've seen the footage. The dude's an overweight kid.
That's
wrong.
Eric
Carson has a number eight and a birth. You heard he's known to be the biggest douchebag on earth. T2G is said to be his browser's homepage. Jenny and Noah only renewed his account wage. Should have saved that money up for flying to Vancouver. I would let him be my king, but please don't sit on my face backstage. Please, I need my airspace. Hey, yo, miss, the cop is a fucking disgrace. As a great sheik would say, what? Like that lame college kid, what? Who's Richard Paul anyway, what? As a great sheik would say, what? Like that lame college kid, what? Who the fuck is Richard Paul? What?
Delicious. It's all caps. Delicious. Oh, it's your fucking guys, you know how to mismatch you.
city of shit.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Kid talented.
Can we just edit out that last part?
Is this Jason Sukoff in disguise? Jesus.
Why isn't he on staff?
True.
We might have to do it.
Yeah.
Thank
Maybe
you very much, Joe Manhattan.
If
we'll
you,
definitely
if you're
play.
Listening, call in. So
what's that guy's name?
Gab.
Can you play another one?
Yeah, I thought you had one more.
Do you have Karen?
I do.
By the way, everyone in the chat, we will put up the links to all of these parodies when we put the archive up, so don't worry.
Or sometime tomorrow. But isn't it, like, I think there's some inside jokes in this that were, like, they're kind of dated. Like, there was stuff that was going on our show at the time.
We'll see. So just go with it, people.
No, it's in a new location. I got to queue it up and find it first.
We have a caller for now.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to mention that I think that all these submissions are so good that I think all of them are entitled to a prize. Uh-oh.
Good.
Even the guy in Latvia. We'll pay the $700.
Right, shipping. Frank?
yeah. Well, we got like all the 2010 CDs we have to give away for the Too Old anyway. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Tons of Nightwish.
Yeah.
So we have a caller.
I wish some shadows fall.
I got the song whenever you're done with the call.
What's the who's the
214.
Call? 214.
Hello.
This
is me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Gab Jumpman hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, there
Bravo.
We go.
Bravo. Where's his applause?
Good work. Good work. So, tell us, do you have absolutely nothing else going on in your life?
Oh, come on.
I am somewhat of a pro, so I can nail it not too much in time. I can kind of improvise.
He talk can't very well.
Play music, talk not so much.
By the way, just so you know, we're just for Sean. Like, it was
only
for Sean.
Good.
So, Sean,
I
congratulations.
I appreciate it.
I hope you
enjoy
it.
When am I going to get my own soul diss track?
By the way, I hope you would want your own diss track, Sean. Why don't we just rename this to the Sean cast?
Yeah, I should do a remix. And
I like all Sean hatred. You know, that's why I love Shinobi so much.
Shinobi? No, but you said you go to, like, school for music, right? Or something like that?
I went to audio production school, and then now I'm graduated, so yeah, I'm not doing much. So if you want to employ me, I'm here.
Sure, we have some hallways that need cleaning. If you want to join our...
We have a screener.
We have guys that do that for free. They're called Pussy Boys.
Yeah, Jenny,
you need some fluffers.
Jenny sent some guys over. No, but that was seriously some great work. We'll definitely send you some free shit, since you obviously can't afford it.
What size shirt do you wear?
I wear smalls and mediums, Sean.
I'm going to mail you everything.
Uh-oh. You're going to get, like, 7 Trap Them shirts, dude. 7 Trap Them shirts. 4 Norma Jean shirts.
Some Red Cord merch.
Tons of Red Cord merch. It's going to be huge.
By the way,
I like that.
Lomo's listening. Can you finally accept my Facebook request, dude? Like, after that, I think you should, you know... Yeah.
Come on. Gab is like auto-tune the metal or something like that. Except there's no auto-tuning. But, you know, like those people. But for us, for free. Thanks, dude.
Well, auto-tune the news is also for free.
That's true.
Fuck.
All right. Well, thank you very much, dude. Yeah, you did an awesome job. And we actually have the other track that you did. This is a Jumpman Hat rock block.
Cancer scare is fatherless.
Cancer scare there is fatherless. Cancer scare is
My Little Pony.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I get it. I get it.
Cancer scare.
No time.
Yeah.
Cancer scare, you bore me to tears. Blood in my ears. Motherfuckers grinding my gear. You express yourself with the mashups you create. Come on now, get to the part where you gay. I'm all about quality, all you run is quantity. This explains why I become your worst enemy. Bigger than Smash Mouth, Sadness, and 7 Plus. The only thing that compares is Jenny's huge butt. Just take the cynic, trunk looks sick. Feel the penetration of his installed big dick. Lick the fudge, sickle, anal run up down your throat. That is what it feels like when I listen to your joke, motherfucker. Now I got a dome aneurysm. Blow your brains at the ammunition museum. Your gutter will be sweet spews all over the sand. You and Magnus Commander should already piss man on.
Cancer scare. Cancer scare.
Flamethrower. Burn your house down, but you better suck a dick first. Otherwise, I'll put you in the human caterpillar. In the dark lair, which I call my face, and don't even try to escape or someone
get
you
pregnant.
No one is a front 3D than you. Then Sean, it's only fair that you hold the seat in your poop. So say, aw, Sean, bump that shit down. Say, aw, new chicks, new kids in town. Pay attention, dude, you look like a clown. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Your ribs even recognize a sweet beat song. You come up as a poser, take off that pink mask on, bro.
Yeah,
I mean,
Jesus.
Don't you know being homo
innocent,
Adam was said so, yo.
Okay,
come on.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But God said,
it's true.
You got it. You get it wrong.
It's true. Sean, crazy Sean. Why you gotta be there, Sean?
Cancer scare in the chat asked if you got stoned. Literally.
literally stoned. What the fuck?
And then my dad had explained to my mom that that's just what the kids find funny.
It's gonna be terrible.
I just like to antagonize. It's funny.
It's not true.
And who the fuck is Richard Hall?
That should be at the end of every song. Well, do.
That should be your tagline. Great work, dude.
Thank
seriously.
You.
That's awesome. Thank you to all of our entrants. Thank you to Shlomo. I mean, really,
yeah.
None of this would be possible if it wasn't for Shlomo. A standing ovation.
Amen. Amen.
L'chaim for Shlomo.
Where those go for Shlomo.
Yeah.
Speaking of, come on, gotta
no more, no more.
I already finished one can.
I feel like I snorted 8 lines of cocaine, got kicked in the balls,
yeah.
Drunk and high all at the same time.
I'm not sleeping tonight. This is great.
It's awesome.
I'm gonna get so much work done. And by work, I mean masturbation.
By work, I mean drink beers on my fire escape and smoke cigarettes.
Well,
that does work. That does work.
Hey, guys, I like drugs. All right, let's get... We got Pizza Destroyer on the line. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
It's true. Pizza Destroyer, welcome to the show. What did you think of all the Shlomo remixes?
I thought the Gabs was actually quite good.
And what about the other one?
The Slayer one was kind of cool. I don't really remember the rest because I was getting high as
fuck. They weren't memorable enough. You are high as fuck. How often do you get high?
Once in a while.
That pretty much answers
good answer.
He has such a captivating voice.
Okay. Well, that's what it was like.
He even write a podcast. I'm sorry,
like
what was
8
that?
Months ago. Yeah.
What?
Yep. Yeah. I do want to be open now and say that pizza is my new girlfriend. Me and
pizza
we're open about it right now, and we are me and Pizza Destroyer are dating.
This is true.
Yeah, it's a long distance relationship, but we're making it work with a lot of dick pics and webcamming.
Yeah, we're going to the Immortal show in New York in February, I believe it is, right?
Yeah, right. We're going to hold hands during Immortal. It'll be great. We're going to have corpse paint on and everything.
Do the booty shake. The Immortal booty shake.
And the funny thing is, I was talking to Shlomo like 2 weeks ago or something, and he said that like if he like told me about how there's that Immortal and Abzu show in New York, I was like, oh, we should go together. He's like, okay. And then he's like, oh, shit. He's like, oh, shit, it's on a Saturday. I was like, why does that matter? He's like, I'm an Orthodox Jew. I can't go. It's Shabbos.
Yeah, but at night, you know, if it's after sundown, they're not having a show in the daytime, are they?
Yeah,
it's a night. That's how
Orthodox paint fans love daytime shows.
The day is a lot less grim than at night.
Are you sure it's not on a Friday night?
If
it's on a Saturday, you can go.
Yeah, I think it is Saturday.
Wait, you're not even in New York, though.
Lying.
Aren't you in Massachusetts? Close enough.
Yeah, but I go to New York sometimes to do random stuff.
Take can't drive out of
bus,
yeah.
He can take the bus.
$12.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chinatown bus, man.
The first time me and my father watched Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, we really wanted to eat White Castle to see what it was like. So we like went on their website. The closest one was in New York City, so we just went down to New York one Saturday to try it. And yeah,
what'd
you
think?
It was good, but I thought the fries were better than the burgers.
Cool. All right. Well,
do we have any other fast food reviews you've got for us? What do you think of Wendy's? Quick.
Oh, Long John Silver's.
I've never been to Wendy's or Long John Silver's.
What?
You've never lived, my friend.
I haven't lived. Why do you think I'm so enthusiastic?
We have Luke online too.
Real, but between a walk and a hard place.
Before I have to go, I just wanted to thank Vince and Axel over the phone for posting the Nail Blue Scars thing on their website, because I was one of the people who emailed about it. And, yeah. Basically, their guitarist, he's from France, and he's been living in Australia for 2 years, and he...
Oh, those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
So now, because of the way you enunciate, it's very easy to understand.
What is he talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It's very easy.
Well,
those guys
are apparently really popular. A lot of people email
about that.
Yeah, they're really popular in Australia, at least. They're big in their local scene there.
They're good. It's cool.
Wait, what's the name? Nambla Scar?
Silverchair.
Nay Obliviscaris.
Oh.
I actually posted them for, I submitted them for Thrasher Trash It once.
Okay, cool. We might play it a little later when we do Thrasher and Thrashing, maybe.
Don't say so.
Anyway, we're going to let you go. We have a new caller. We don't have a caller anymore.
We have another
Forget
caller.
Forget this old caller. Let's get a new
caller. I want to keep talking to pizza for the rest of the show.
But what if the next caller doesn't have the proper enunciation that pizza has?
Yeah, exactly.
Who do we have, Noah? By the way, Pizza Destroyer belongs to Mumbla. I'm not there for Mumbla.
Wait, you really can't drive on a DB8 Septa? What
do you mean? It has nothing. He's underage.
Oh, he's under 16? Oh, we're not dating.
Who do we have on the phone? 860? 860, yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Mongoose again. I just called in to ask a question to Vince and Axel.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
So, what's, like, the one album that you always, like, go back to, that you always, like, find something new every time you listen to it, kind of like a timeless album to you?
I've been really digging on Alice in Chains Unplugged lately. This is Vince, by the way. That album, to me, just never, ever, ever, ever gets old. It's so awesome. I hear new things every time.
I would say I Left My Heart in Lake Bukkake by Lake Bukkake.
Yes!
Yeah.
Never gets old.
You sent me that album, and it is amazing.
Mind blowing.
Those guys.
That's
how
I feel about
God.
The Cranberries. It's true.
There you go. Thank you, Marcus.
Right.
Once again,
no
our
problem.
Number is 6.
Marcus, right. How come you never ask us serious questions like
he
that?
He does all the time.
Does he?
Yeah. We have our number that we should give out. It's been a while since we've done that. It's 646-929-1357. We'll chat. Might give you a prize if we like you.
Probably not.
We don't.
I have a serious question. If anybody's interested.
Oh, God.
Oh.
How does everybody feel about the new MySpace?
My blank?
I like it. I like it. You know why? It fucking takes less time to load a page. Like, those bullshit layouts where you have to scroll four times just to get to the music are gone, and I'm so fucking happy. Wait.
I don't know, because sometimes I load a band's page and nothing comes up.
Yeah,
just the header and the footer is there and no body in the page whatsoever.
I've had that happen a couple times. I think that's because of ads, like, fucking up with the layout.
But even scroll, there's nothing there. It's just a header and a footer, like, and that's it.
What you guys
what
happens
get, refresh?
There is a JavaScript applet that when you click it, it will just extract the music player.
Oh.
And then
holy
you don't
shit.
Even have to load the...
Is it called Bandcamp?
No. No, it's a MySpace thing.
What's,
I posted about this on Metal Injection.
What's MySpace?
You got
sorry.
The abandoned music
yeah,
park of the internet.
It's the only people that use it are bands just to stream.
No,
music.
I've actually noticed a lot more people are getting back into it. It's crazy. Like in this past week, because I'm not sure how familiar you're with it.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to play on shit.
I sent
an email on like the 23rd saying that they're gonna
sexual predators come back.
Yeah, basically, yeah. They're gonna swipe away all the HTML and then start over, and you have the opportunity to change it over yourself, or you're forced over to it. So all
with
the
music profiles,
right? So every music profile is switched over to this mandatory MySpace thing, whatever. And I noticed a lot more people using it.
We're using
that, it's more Bandcamp like,
right?
Less bullshit.
Yeah, one thing I do like now is that you can embed songs, which I think was long overdue, because bands use MySpace. The only reason I would go to MySpace is when a band puts up an MP3, and
I go for tour dates.
Okay,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It really is like a lot of bands use it as their official website, so they can't give up on it now.
Right.
Because they don't have their
setup. We just had a meeting at work that MySpace has given up trying to be, you know, like be a competitor with Facebook, and now they're going after all the entertainment sites. Like they're going after, we want to take down MTV.com.
Uh oh.
Bullshit. You know,
you're going to be out of a job because of MySpace?
Because of MySpace. Who knew? Who
Wait
knew?
A minute.
We have two new calls.
Who do we have?
We have 205.
205? What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, guys, this is Shinnan.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how's it going? She's one of our readers.
Hey. Hey, excellent, Vince. So you guys ever going to do your own podcast?
What's the answer?
Yeah, I don't remember.
She didn't answer.
Our age.
Oh.
What's up? How's it going?
16.
I'm all right. Are you guys ever going to do your own podcast?
Maybe.
That's a polite question to ask on somebody else's podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't have to listen to these. Fuck.
Well, let's put it this way.
Fuck these guys.
If they were, they wouldn't be allowed to announce it on the show.
Yeah.
Cut their mics off.
Yeah. Just putting the fat here.
Fair enough. Just thought I'd ask.
Hey.
Would you like that? Listen to our sexy voices all the time.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, what a title profile for that, Ben. Be careful.
What did you call him?
No, I'm sorry, say again?
No, on his site, he refers to his girlfriend as Metal PS.
No, that's not, I didn't say what did you call her. What did you call him?
Oh, what did I call him? Oops.
What did he say?
I can't repeat it.
Anyway, this has been productive.
Stick to the talking point.
Way to go. Get her off the line. Who else do we have?
You said there were two.
Wait, I got another really important
thing.
Metal sucks because I never see these guys, like ever. But all right, back to the topic of Chanukah. If you have...
Of course.
8 days of Hanukkah, why do you have 9 candles?
Because one is the Shamash.
Idiot!
Where
are you fucking retarded?
Wait, Noah. Why do we have 9? Can you repeat that?
I can't say it again.
Just say it. Come on.
We have the 9th one is the Shamash.
The Shamash.
You do realize it raises more questions.
It lights the other 8 candles. It's the lighter.
It's the magic wand.
Can you say the name again?
Can you just say that?
Sexily?
What?
The name of the lighting candle.
It's called the...
I can't.
Just do it.
Shamash.
Sexily.
No.
Sexily.
Do it.
Some reverb.
Or you're fired.
No. I'm done. That's Shema. It. But I don't know what the point of it is.
Get in the mood. Menorah's turned me on.
Injection.
Do you like the one I speak in Yiddish?
Oh, yeah. Give me a little.
It's not as dark because the menorah is, but.
Call me a fachach the schmuck right now. Come on.
Well, we haven't even lit it yet. We just lied.
They don't know that.
We are going to light it later on after when the show's
about to happen. Yiddish people.
Oh, jeez.
We have Shlomo on the line.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Shlomo, are you there?
Yeah. Of course.
What did you think of all the remixes?
The one with the Gab, what's his name, Gab? Dab? What's his name?
Yeah.
That one of the best. I mean, he played the guitar to my sound. It was pretty good. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Was it awesome?
Yes. Slow move, like it was awesome. 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 Of course.
So, are you going to start a band with him now?
He like lives somewhere in like England.
No, he lives in Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
You have the internet?
Are you going to at least accept his Facebook request?
I did. I offended him.
It's good. We're bringing people together here on the live cast.
Are you talking about pizza?
Jump in.
Oh yeah.
I'm not paying attention.
Pizza and Shlomo have been friends for a long time. They're going to shows together.
Oh yes. What? Buddies?
What?
Buddies? Perhaps I could go to the immortal show.
Perhaps you could.
Definitely could. You have to.
You should totally go.
So you could catch Rob smoking weed and report him to the security guard again?
Like you did last.
I didn't do it. I didn't rat on you. The street guard never asked me about weed. I never told him I read. I don't care about weed. I'm okay with weed.
I still go
to White Castle.
And then you can ignore
I don't care about weed. I don't care about weed. Do whatever you want. Smoke cigarettes when you're 15. Illegal. Do whatever the hell you want. Hello?
You just let Shlomo talk through the whole show.
Okay.
I could, but I'll need something to rant about.
So you're against smoking weed because it's illegal. That's your point.
I'm okay. Hear that?
Wait, what?
I'm okay with that.
So then, what was that about being illegal? I don't understand.
I don't care if it's illegal. I would rat on you.
The rules don't apply to Shlomo.
I'm completely lost here.
Do whatever the hell you want. I don't care about if you smoke weed or not.
Do whatever that
wants. I still have to come out and go to White Castle, and that is funny.
Thank you very much, Shlomo, but right now it's time for...
Wait.
Before we go on, I want to say officially as you can be in a relationship, me and Pizza Destroyer now on Facebook are in a relationship, in our status.
Whoa. So I have to get you a present?
Yeah.
It's 15, right?
At least
so,
engagement.
First of all, Sean, you just committed the biggest sin.
Nambla is a sin?
No.
Oh.
You interrupted.
Thrash. Of course.
I'm not even in this intro.
Wow. Thrash. You're still talking.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right. Let's get this show on the road. What is the theme of this? Are there any themes going on?
Power balance.
There's no theme.
Are we going to go to the chat room to get stuff?
Sure. I have a few that I want to get to that I got in my private messages and emails. So
go ahead.
First of all, this one dude from Germany emailed me. His name is Malik. Oh. And
a black guy?
He is from Kill Tribe.
Well, Malik, that sounds like a... Why is it racist?
I had a Malik in my class that was black.
Yeah.
I was in elementary school.
You had a Malik in your class?
Yeah.
Let's clean it up.
Guy.
Malik McQueen.
You had a Malik in your pants?
Did you just say you had a Malik in your class? Did he clean up the classroom? Is that what you're saying?
No, I said...
You're saying only someone named...
I was making a pun on... I had a Malik.
I don't know. It sounds like you're saying all black people are janitors. That's it. It's wrong.
Take what you will.
It's an honest living. What's wrong with that?
Wait, what was he saying?
With Latinos.
I don't know. Okay. So Kill Tribe, the track is Fear from Germany. Let's see what these guys are like.
Oh, wait. Because we have, eight people here, we should set a ground rule that they only have to please six people.
Okay, six out of eight.
Sounds
six
like my
eight.
Usual Wednesday night.
Six thrashes win the prize.
What's that? Kill Tribe. What do we think of these guys?
I thrash it. I dig it.
Vince Neil scene, you say you why do you thrash it? What do you like about it?
It's cool. It's just...
it moves you?
It's not stock, you know?
Yeah. All right, and what about you, Axel Rosenberg?
I don't like it.
You trash it.
I trash it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It just sounds like one of those Fear Factory with offense. All right.
I will go.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah, we're going kind of around the table here.
I just blacked out for 5 seconds.
A Four Loco moment.
I was like, oh my God, everything was going on. Oh, we're doing Thrash Rock. All right, I will thrash this band. I just had to remember how to say it properly.
It's really hard.
It's really hard to remember. Wait. Trash or thrash? Yes. I liked it. Sid.
I liked it. Riff was good and the vocals were growly, but not in a way that made me not like it. I thrashed.
Noah.
I trashed it.
Why?
I thought it was trying too hard.
Oh, we don't want that.
Trying too hard to do what? What does that even mean?
Like, it was like, overdone. Like, it was just trying too
Isn't
hard.
Isn't that all you like?
Overdone.
Yeah.
It wasn't
only
subtle like work.
Right. Like, hey, listen to how good of a virtuoso I am. Yay.
Look how many notes I can play in 1 minute.
Yeah.
I just feel like I've heard this done a lot better.
By who?
I don't know.
So better, but not good enough for you to remember the name of the band.
I don't listen to that kind of music.
About to bed.
Exactly. This is not Iced Earth. I don't like it.
All right.
Frank?
Frank, what did you think of it?
I have mixed feelings.
But I'll give you like their older stuff.
Why don't you share them with us?
I like the production. I thought that was good. But I thought it was kind of repetitive. But overall, I thought it was good. So I'll thrash it.
Would you like it better if we told you it was a demo?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Sean, what'd you think?
I'm going to give it a mild trash because I think it can use a lot more noodling and a lot more progressivity.
So you're
just be serious, man. Stop sarcastic.
Who told you this was a sarcastic show? Are we sarcastic on the show?
This is what I signed up for.
We're fucking sincere here.
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it?
I don't like it.
Oh.
It's mostly because of what's going on right now underneath on the volume. Is just the singing yell that's going on that we're not picking up on.
Okay.
You missed it.
Darren.
I agree with Frank that it was repetitive, but I don't know, it sort of kicks your ass a little bit, you know? It's like,
I'm trying to think of a good comparison. I had it, and then Sean's whinings made me
Were you looking for the Freddie?
I don't like the vocals, but I'm into it. I'm in a very mild thrash. Very mild thrash.
Okay.
Six. Yeah. Only Noah and Sean. Said
and me.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh, no,
sorry.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Five. Nope.
You lose.
Five.
So sorry.
Close. Fuck off and die. Mm.
My apologies.
Okay. This next one I got via Last FM.
They sent it to you?
What? No, someone messaged me on Last FM.
Hey, guys.
Please,
hey, I know
answers.
You have a podcast. Here's this random band.
Check out our site.
Wait, I forget. Oh, the band's name is Jesus Ator. And he says they sound like Fantomas and Melvins with a bit more noise, in my opinion.
More noise?
I thrash it.
Wait, you haven't heard it. All right, here we go.
They're from Croatia, it says.
Are they an AMREF band?
Are you going to name every Croatian player in the NBA now?
The look on Frank's face right now.
What do we think of this? Frank, let's start with you.
I would classify this as avant-garde metal, and I do not like it.
So you trash it. Noah, what do you think? Let's go clockwise.
I probably would never put this on my iPod, but if I saw it live, I could probably accept it.
All right.
So I thrash it.
Oh, okay.
You hear that like we told you you have terminal cancer. I'd accept it.
Sid, what do you think?
You're not allowed to sound like this unless Mike Patton is in the band. It's a trash.
Thank you.
Rule.
I like this kind of stuff. I probably, I don't know, I'd enjoy it live and I might even put it on. So I will definitely thrash it. Axel Rosenberg.
What's this said?
Yeah, me too. It's just, you know, I like this kind of music, and I like Faith No More, but this is just too obvious a ripoff.
Too silly.
Bungle, Faith No More, especially Mike Patton vocally. Trash!
Oh.
I agree that they're a little bit too obvious in what their influences are, but I like the attempt, and I like more of this kind of stuff to be circulating out there. So in my tiny, small way, I'm going to encourage it with a thrash.
I give a 51% thrash, very as mild as you can get, because it's...
Wow, how kind of you.
It's not enough Daughters, but it's too much System of a Down and Mindless Self-Indulgence. It could lose those two influences as well and go more in like the Mike Patton Daughters direction.
More in the Mike Patton direction.
That was
possible.
That was a perfect 50-50.
They were good at what they do, though. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like...
It was fun.
So that's another loss.
Stop listening to System of a Down, people.
All right, this next band is Hand of Taurus. It is not a car. here we go. It's just an MP3 link.
It's a virus.
It's loading.
Let's
All right, what are we thinking?
What was that gang vocal right there? Rewind it.
I thought that was like somebody playing a drop.
That was a guy that walked in during the production session.
What's this? Food's here! Who got the general soul? Come on, guys, chip down on the tip.
Noah suddenly likes it.
Hey, you got a one. You got Noah likes it.
I think this is like, I have to say, the clean vocals make me like it more, but still
oh,
no.
Oh, for real?
Thumbs down on that one. It was just too.
Yeah.
That's the only sound effect that could describe
the song. I say it completely sucked 100% before the clean vocals,
yeah.
And then it went to 110%.
I trash it.
Trash.
That even deserves discussion.
The world has too many of these bands. Trash.
All right. Noah?
Trash. Trash. Throw it away. Trash.
Sid.
Trash.
That's all I got to say.
Are you trashing me?
I'd listen to it in between Chromeo and The Faint.
Oh, man. I've totally been listening to a lot of Chromeo.
Hey, I like Chromeo.
And
hey.
I blame one Vince Neil seed.
Me and Rob discussed this week that he was going to trash Metal Injection and start Electronica Injection.
Electronica Injection.
Seriously.
Electronica Injection.
Justice, that shit is ill.
Let's not talk about that on this show.
They make better videos than Kanye, apparently.
Getting some support in the chat room for Chromeo.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Now we got to play some.
I think I might have heard one song in my life, but just based on the name, I can't like them. It's such
it's
a bad.
It's partly
name.
Queer with a chance of fag.
Yeah.
You said you like them, Sean.
I don't.
You said I even
I
know those guys. They're not bad.
Tolerate.
They're
no,
you can tolerate
system, right?
There's a whole difference between tolerate and you know,
he gave it a 51% fag.
51%.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's thrash or trash Chromeo.
Here. You guys don't
need to know. Rob just put on rubber pants.
So fiddle do.
Sounds like the feet of gorgeous ladies in a restaurant.
Not enough noodling in this. Rob's fucking jamming out. Look. Holy shit. And was that the robot?
Only two people in here are just not on this.
Yeah.
Really?
Proud of it.
Filthy.
Yes. Rob listens to all day.
This is awesome.
Here it comes. Here comes the hook. Hold on. Here it comes. Uh-oh. Every second now.
Uh-oh.
There it is. This is like if Jamiroquai lived in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Basically.
This is right behind Marnie Stern on his list.
So, can you picture Rob in his boxers, his pelvic thrusting in the air in his room?
Picture it.
On his bed with his leopard sheath.
Yes.
Yes.
Laying on his side, thrusting into the air.
I just want to see it. More thrash.
With it.
Yeah.
I just want to see it. They're playing Terminal 5 in February. We're all going.
Whoa.
Rob, do you like
you
it?
You get a Chromeo ticket. You get a Chromeo ticket. You get a
Terminal 5 level?
Yeah, yeah. Rob, do you lay on your back on your bed and with a pizza box on your stomach dancing to this?
Yeah. Drink some more Four Loko. We're going to find out.
How are you not?
This is their
moving on. Oh, I want to get out of bed and do some work, but I can't stop listening to Chromeo.
Uh-oh. It's like an 80s movie all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's like Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
And there's a Jew in this band. It's true.
A Jew
and
a Palestinian, yeah.
Talk about bringing the world together.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Clearly World War II did go far enough.
This is the Shofar remake. Right, guys? Everyone, let's dance.
Oh,
what is the chat thing is this?
This is what happens
apparently
when
Noah's grinding me in the face with her clip cock.
Oh.
That's what the chat room says.
This is what happens when you use your trust fund money to get Pro Tools. So use it on something better.
I like the band better when they're called Imperium.
Oh. The sick bird. It's the original Imperium. That's why Frank's band is Imperium 1 on my stage.
2.0.
The original.
All right. Let's change it up a little, you guys.
It's because I love.
Although I know everyone in the chat right now is like, how can I listen to metal anymore?
Man, I got
when that Chromeo was just kicking so much ass.
Can I put the other unreleased Chromeo song?
Oh, sure, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. Come on, how are you not digging this Chromeo, baby?
Wait, I have this other from you.
It's going to be stuck in my head for a
really,
month
we got
now.
Three?
Thank
we're
you.
We're really doing three?
Maybe. If it loads. And without an ad.
My God!
Uh-oh.
It's already taking too long.
It definitely is. That's what we used to do.
Why are you coming? Derek's
gonna give us like 15
songs
before you
go to the phone.
All right.
Yeah, give up,
brother.
I said what?
There we go. I said what?
Yeah.
That was a. All right, let's move on to some grind.
Finally.
Just to change it up a little.
The funny thing is I thought What in the Butt was a real Chromeo song. Yeah. Until the lyrics came up.
No.
Yeah.
The music player isn't working for me. What's going on here? What's going on here, MySpace?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Louder!
All right, I got it. Here's Quelled Empire by Downtrodden.
One butt in the butt.
All right, what do we think of this? Sean, let's start with you.
I think I should have listened to this. It's good. I mean, it's nothing out of the ordinary from like typical grind, but it's good. They
as
do
long
it,
as it's grind, you'll accept
yeah,
it.
They do what they do well. It's nothing crazy out of the ordinary, but it's good.
So you...
That's right.
Dan, what did you think of it?
I hated it. It's no redeeming qualities whatsoever. It's just completely out of control, and I don't hear any... musicianship there. So I will first play Sean's sound effect. And now
there we go.
I hate musicianship.
Vince Neilstein, what did you think of this?
I dug it. I thought they actually, contrary to Darren, had really good chops.
Oh.
I respect your opinion.
Let's get ready to rumble.
They're really tight. They really had it.
Axel?
I thought it was pretty good. I didn't love the vocals, but and I think like what Sean was saying about it being a little bit like by the numbers was right, but it was a lot better than most of the stuff we've heard so far.
Yeah, I'll admit that. Yeah.
I thought it was all right.
Oh.
I didn't think it was great, but I mean, it's no Chromeo. Maybe if they had a little more auto-tune or that straw, that like that Bon Jovi, like, wah, wah, that straw.
Whoa.
Yeah,
wow,
if they had one of those.
Do you feel?
then I would thrash it. Otherwise, I'm thrashing it.
If you like bands like this, just go back and listen to 80s DC hardcore band Void. Save yourself a lot of time. They sort of originated anything that sounds like this, and they're better. So this is really nothing new, so I'm going to trash it.
No.
Void.
thought that it was really good for the genre that it's from. And
Noah, can you come down from the ivory tower? Because you can't hear you that well.
And today, I'm not in the mood to hear it, but I feel like on another day, I'd be in the mood for it.
After you were crying in your arpeggio?
Yes, after I was crying in my arpeggio. So I thrash it.
But you thrash it for another day, but for today, you trash it.
No, right? No, no. I like it. I thought it was good, but I probably wouldn't listen to it after the show.
Okay. So you trash it.
No, I thrash it.
Thrash. Frank, what did you think?
I love grinds, but I don't settle for bad grinds. No.
I think
the drums were also fake, which I was. I only have one headphone that works, but I'm pretty sure it's fake.
Frank is in mono right now.
Mono.
So what is it?
I don't know. There were way more thrashers than thrashers.
No, one, two, three, four, five. Five thrashers, three thrashers.
I was in thrasher.
Yeah. You.
Wait, I thrashed it.
I thrashed it.
Oh, so four. I counted Noah as a
half and half.
Four and four. That's still a loss.
Divided on this.
Nobody wins.
This next band is from Dallas, Texas. Kip and Wolf's son recently went out on tour with them, and he guest wrote an article about scoring weed while on the road with his band.
Oh.
You can read that on our
website. Is he a roadie? What's his deal? Merch guy?
He did like merch.
Oh.
We have a caller. We'll take you in 1 second after we do this. This is Melora. Track is called Rare Form Divinity.
Isn't Melora like an old band, though?
I don't know.
The present name.
What do we think of this? Sean loved it so much that he's left.
He went to the bathroom quickly.
So.
Gave him explosive diarrhea.
No, what did you think of this?
Because it gave Sean explosive diarrhea, I totally thrash it.
Maybe he thought the name was malaria.
Sid, what did you
think? Boring. Trash.
I enjoy this type of music for what it is. Is that what you said? For the genre that it's in, I think it's quite enjoyable. No, I like it. I thrash it.
I would thrash it. Yeah,
you would thrash it.
Yeah,
why not? That
it's totally unoriginal, but it's confident.
Yeah, thrasher. Yeah, why not?
I mean, most of the bands we've heard tonight, it hasn't been like the first time we heard Chelsea Grin with the Triangle or whatever
right.
The fuck that was. Like. None of these bands have been the worst thing I've ever heard, but none of them have really made me excited, so it's been kind of like, great.
Guitar solo.
Uh-oh. So, Sean.
On a scale of 1 to 4 locos, how many would you
go? 2.
2-4 locos. All right. Vince Neilstein, what did you think?
They're really good players, but so many bands do this exactly, and it's like... Nothing distinguishes this band from literally a dozen emails we get a day. So, trash.
Wow, you think this band sounds like an email? Take that, Melora!
I would say I'm not in the mood to hear this kind of thing today.
But for what it is.
But maybe, 60 years in the future... I might not mind it because I'll be dead and my brain won't function anymore. But for now, I'm going to trash it.
I'm going to agree with my life partner in the chat room, Pizza Destroyer, that
you were in the bathroom. You didn't even hear.
I heard the beginning and I heard right now. And I thought instantly that this is completely unoriginal. And I got to stop rewarding competent but unoriginal.
The guy
band.
Who listens to hardcore and grindcore is calling something unoriginal.
I love that you guys think that thrashing a band during Thrash or Trash It is rewarding them. Like, it was all smooth sailing from there. My Gitter Call, they were signed Century, they got their video on MTV, it was amazing.
Yeah, maybe reward is not
okay,
the best
okay,
word.
Fine. I don't want to have a kid to get a CD for sending us this band. Right, okay, there you go.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I want to use reward. But
don't use it, Sean.
Competent, but ridiculously unoriginal. I don't want to give it to him anymore. Trash.
Mike, what did you think?
I think I'm too jaded by now. Like, we've been doing these top 10 of 2010 deals for a while now, and it's just listening to so many bands, I just don't care anymore about bands like this.
So that's Frank Godla quitting metal live.
There you go.
Frank, are you saying you want to listen to Chromeo?
I think you're onto something.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, my hand slipped.
Oh. Electronic ejection.
Hello. Wait a minute. This just in. Frank likes Chromeo.
We need to go deeper.
All right. Hey,
was that everybody?
Did we get everybody? Noah went?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I liked it.
Did we have a call, Noah?
Oh, we have a caller.
No.
Are you guys having your own show? Is this the beginning of the Metal Sucks Cast?
Right here.
At least they weren't doing it to the mic like all of you when you have a conversation.
How dare you? We do it on air because it's interesting.
Sorry, no, you're right. The callers are always so fascinating. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I like that.
224.
Only three away from 227. Right? Did you think that?
And everyone knows what that is.
Are you there, 224?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you know, I just got back from the gym, bro, and I gotta say, this fucking band named Rogue, you gotta listen, man. They're from Illinois. I'd stick it up my Thrasher any day.
I'd stick it up my Thrasher?
what's your name, Thrasher?
My name is Mike Hunt.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, Mike Hunt. What is the name of this band?
Rogue.
Rogue. What is their MySpace URL? Is it just myspace.com/rogue?
No, I don't even know, dude. I just, this is just on my radio. I was like, God damn.
R-O-G-U-E, is that how you do it?
R-O-G-U-E.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
There is a
Rouge.
Yeah, Brenda looks nice.
It is not myspace.com/rogue.
Why are we even rewarding this guy by playing his band?
Is reward the word you want to use, though?
Are you in the band Rogue?
Hell no.
You would know that.
They named their band after Sexy X-Man.
What were you doing at the gym? What equipment were you on? Were you on the Nautilus? What were you doing?
Is it Rogue
Just
Angel?
Mostly the 5-pound dumbbells, you know, just killing it, you know.
I've got that.
A lot of the Pilates ball, is that what you were hitting?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, headbutting walls and stuff. You know how it goes.
You heard them on the radio?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Have a what? Last day.
Okay.
I think this band joins a Lotte 5 in terms of wonderful bands we'll just never get to hear again.
I know, it's true. Mm-hmm. I can't find them. I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go.
Highly unlikely.
I love you guys.
We love you too, Mike Hunt.
I just like you as a friend.
Mr. Hunt, you are a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. Once again, our number is 646-929-1...
It's after 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
right.
It's 10:13.
Oh, wow. Wow, it's already 10:13. Time flies when you're off our local! I'm really feeling that shit, you guys.
I'm fucking lit. I'm like caffeine lit, not drunk lit.
Can you walk my dog?
Whoa.
Can you go and jog with my dog around the block?
Yes.
As long
That'll
as
be Noah's
Mike
playing.
From now on.
You're bring back a corpse of your dog.
Wait a minute. That's our interview, Mike, by the way, that you just farted into Vince Neil's scene. Thanks
a
lot.
Did you fart into it? I missed it.
Anyway.
No.
Should we?
Rob, hey, smell the microphone. See if
wrap
it, picked
it
up.
Up
any,
all right, let me thrash for trash this.
Did it pick up anything? You don't know because you're in the middle of the fart. You might be smelling the fart, not the...
Oh, Rob!
Yeah. It actually touched his nose.
Wait, let me put it in my eye.
Pink eye. Jesus Christ.
Rob, smelling farts. I mean, boogers, it's all a good time down here.
Robert, wouldn't you put it in your butt?
No.
Come on, do it.
Ass to ass.
Yeah.
That Coleman puts on Chromeo. Chromeo.
It's been on the dildo.
Robbie got a text message. Who's it from?
Buddy.
Uh-oh. Is it a girl?
It's a girl!
Woo!
All right, we're
going
to have
This is mom wanting to know if he got home yet. That's all right.
We should wrap things up.
Okay.
Let's get this on the road. This concludes our Hanukkah edition, our health spa.
We didn't light the menorah.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
that's how we should end it. That's how we should end it.
10:15.
Hurry up.
This is our broadcast day.
In like
a me. I don't know how to do it.
What?
Light it.
You don't know how to light something?
Need to get on this.
Light it with the schmeckle.
I don't want to go over there and light it, but I'll say the prayer and then someone else.
Say the prayer. Well,
the
no
person
light.
Who lights it.
What's
no.
Judy?
Guys, you're gonna witness.
No,
it's that one right on the head.
Let's all talk at the same
in Judy.
No, light it. Smell. Light it with your schmeckle.
Can we get some Tito Fetal?
Light it with my schmeckle.
You have to do it.
No, I'm not doing
no,
it.
No, a man has to do it, Sid.
I'll do it. I'm not
Let's
doing it.
Let Corium do it.
Okay, we can do it.
Am I serious?
No, no, you can't do it.
Am I serious
to
do it?
I know the prayer.
Let's hear the prayer.
Okay, here we go.
I could have been this on the back of the tree.
Now I want to hear a remix song. A grindcore Axel Rosenberg prayer remix.
Yes.
I just started davening automatically when you said that.
Uh-oh. It's on fire.
Wait, do I blow out the schmeckle now?
No.
Last all eight nights. Wait.
How is that one candle going to last 8 nights? It's going
to
go out.
No,
I have to heat up the wax so it's... Dave.
Now, what happens if that one candle goes out? We all go to hell.
Yes.
What if it all burns down? By the morning, it's going to be gone. Like it's like a birthday candle.
Oh, there it goes.
Well, that's the point. It's supposed to burn out.
So you just let them burn out before you even light any of the other one?
Yeah, and then tomorrow we get to light 3 of them.
That doesn't make any sense.
Tomorrow we get to go deeper.
Do you know how to count 1 then 2? Why 3?
No, it's
the third one.
I thought that was the lighter, not the main one. That's the main one?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean because you're the lighter, the main one. What?
I thought you said there was that
candle.
The
thing in the
middle.
It was like Shemaz or
the one in the middle. You see the big one in the middle? It gets lit every night in addition to the one for the night.
I'm not the only one confused here.
Yeah, wait. John, I thought there was
it don't make good sense like the Immaculate Conception, I grant you.
Hey, whisper in the ears, get people pregnant.
That's what God said to Mary. Said, somebody going to get pregnant.
I think it was actually an angel.
Whatever.
You guys need to stop shaking the table.
I cannot.
It's on fire.
I'll just sum this up. It's the two.
Oh, let's set the San Loco on fire. And by San Loco, I mean Fort Loco.
Incorrect. Then let's go to San Loco. However, San Loco's on the phone. They're going to give us some money for that.
Nice.
Plug, though.
Bing. Oh, wrong bing. All right. We're going to wrap things up. I think we should end the show playing Jumpman Hat song again.
No, I have a song queued up already.
Yeah,
Darren's
got one, dude.
I like it.
All right.
Really want to hear it. I'll play it.
Smarty right. Dick.
Well, thank you to Vince and Nielsen and Axel Rosenberg of MetalSucks.net.
Yes, thank you.
For sitting in on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of the people that contributed the parodies. I, of course, want to thank Shlomo, Jumpman Hat, Wasted Lights, Milkman, Xeno Jesus. Is there anyone else?
You're going to thank all these people. You're not going to thank Moses for going across the desert for 40 years.
I'm mispronouncing her.
No,
handle,
I'm not thanking
Shanahan.
Wait, Moses?
Shanahan?
Yes.
thanks for everyone for coming. And play the song, Darren.
Thanks, everybody.
Praise Jesus.
We'll see you next week.
Next week with a tattoo.
Walking back to the hotel from the bagel shop.
coming like a mop. I was sweating like a mule. I was crying like a blimp. I was swimming in my shorts, if you get the hint. He was chilling out front, working up an appetite, thinking about lunch, motivating on the beach, hanging out. By Wolfie, thinking about pumpernickel or maybe even chokey. A half a corned beef, or a quarter pound of brisket. Now the salmon didn't look so hot, I didn't wanna risk it. Belching by the window, I was getting kinda hot. I felt just like a brisket that was boiling in a pot.
I'm